and this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has responded to comments made by James Comey, the former director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, who was fired by Mr. Trump. That story now from VOA's Jim Malone.
At the White House with the president of Romania, a defiant Donald Trump responded to the swirl of allegations stemming from James Comey's testimony the day before.
No collusion, no obstruction. He's a leaker, but we want to get back to running our great country.
Trump denied Comey's assertion that he'd asked the former FBI director to drop the investigation into former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, adding he'd be willing to testify under oath.
I will tell you, I didn't say that. And there'd be nothing wrong if I did say it, according to everybody that I've read today, but I did not say that.
Trump also said he would provide information soon on whether there are White House tape recordings of his meetings with Comey.
VOA National correspondent Jim Malone. The armed pro-regime drone shot down by U.S. aircraft Thursday after it fired upon U.S.-led coalition members who were on patrol in southern Syria was Iranian-made. Thursday's strike marked the first time the U.S. military had shot down an enemy aircraft in air-to-air combat since February of 2009. Somali officials vowing now to take revenge on al-Shabaab, which launched the single deadliest attack on a Somali military camp in Galgala Highlands in the Puntland region, killing at least 48. Puntland now fighting two fronts against militants in Galgala, forces of 500 al-Shabaab fighters in the Eastern Highlands, 300 pro-Islamic State fighters. This is VOA News. Britain has plunged into political chaos, according to some, after a shock result in Thursday's general election, which saw the ruling Conservative Party's majority wiped out. Prime Minister Theresa May called a snap poll, hoping to boost her mandate for talks on Britain's exit from the European Union, due to start next week. After visiting the Queen on Friday, which is part of the electoral procedure, May announced that she would try to form a minority government supported by the Democratic Unionist Party from Northern Ireland.
Our two parties have enjoyed a strong relationship over many years, and this gives me the confidence to believe that we will be able to work together in the interests of the whole United Kingdom.
The Conservatives' losses were gains for the Labour opposition, which defied polls and the predictions and gained 29 seats, a vindication for leader Jeremy Corbyn, whose grip on the party appears to have strengthened.
We put forward our policies, strong and hopeful policies, and they've gained an amazing response and traction.
Some observers are saying that Theresa May's time in office as Prime Minister is limited, and another election is likely to not be in the too distant future. Turkish Prime Minister says Iraqi Kurds' plans to hold a referendum on independence are irresponsible and will create new problems for the region. Kurds are spread among Iraq, Iran, Syria, and Turkey. Iran's leadership has accused the United States and Saudi Arabia of supporting the attacks on Tehran that killed 17 people this week. That story now from VOA's Philip Alexio.
Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said Wednesday's attacks will only increase hate for the U.S. and Saudi governments. The Ayatollah made the statement in remarks of condolences for the victims. He said the twin attacks on Parliament and the tomb of former leader Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini will not damage the Iranian nation's determination. Extremist group Islamic State has claimed responsibility. Iranian officials continue to crack down that followed the attacks.
VOA's Philip Alexio. A White House official is confirming to VOA that President Trump, the Secretary of State, and the Secretary of Defense discussed South Korea's suspension of deployment of an anti-ballistic missile defense system in South Korea. The official added that Seoul has been assuring the U.S. that it will not revert from the previous commitments regarding the missile defense system, and said the U.S. has given South Korea the same assurances. Glenn Headley, an early member of the acclaimed Steppenwolf Theater Company, who went on to star in films and television, has died. She was 62. No cause of death or location was immediately available.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Russ Davis here, welcoming you to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with the living legend. 76 years old on the 12th of June, Armando Anthony Chick Corea. Yes, we're celebrating the birthday of the living legend Chick Corea on this edition of Jazz America. More conversation with Chick that I've enjoyed over the years, and more of his wonderful music, featuring music from his new release, the three-disc set, The Musician, with various friends and former musical compatriots and current musical compatriots in various projects coming together over a month-long stay at the Blue Note in New York City to celebrate his birthday a few years ago. We'll be hearing from that, talking to Chick, and to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America, music from another artist, a great keyboardist, who happens to have the same birthday as Chick, the 12th of June. In 1957, in Detroit, Jerry Allen was born, and she has certainly become one of the greats of her generation. With a couple of other jazz greats joining her, Dave Holland, newly named NEA Jazz Master on bass, and NEA Jazz Master Jack DeJohnette on drums, here's LWB's House, the remix from the album The Life of a Song.
so glad you are here.
Last albums called Return to Forever from 1977, the album Music Magic, Chick Corea with Stanley Clark, and Chick's wife Gail Moran on vocals. She also added keyboards to that project. The song Hello Again with vocals by Gail and Stanley. Russ Davis here. Let's continue our conversation with the birthday boy, Chick Corea, 76 on the 12th of June. And get some thoughts from him about how he puts together the groups of musicians that become part of his many varied projects. And then we'll hear more from the new release, The Musician, as he gives us music from his newest incarnation of the Chick Corea Electric Band. He'll be joined by Frank Gambale on guitar, Eric Marienthal on sax, Dave Weckl on drums, and John Patitucci on bass for a song entitled Ritual, after we talk to Chick on Jazz America.
Even the greatest classical composers, when they were going to present their latest work for whomever they were going to play it for, whatever small group, or maybe it was the king and the court and etc., they wanted to have the best players they could to make sure that it was presented in the best way they possibly could too. And that's a universal that carries over in every kind of music, and it certainly carries over in your projects and in your music. You were chosen by others to be part of their aggregation because they knew that you could do the job. They felt confident you could do the job, and you've done that same thing too in gathering people over the years. Some thoughts about gathering musicians in general and the standard that's been set from centuries ago.
Well, hey, Steve, how you doing, man?
One of those guys you've chosen.
I don't know. I guess a simple way to state it is that when I go to put a project together, put music together, or write something, usually, not all the time, but usually if it's for a project, if it's going to be real in the world, I don't usually do just solo piano. I do it occasionally just to practice in front of an audience. but But really what I like to do is I like to make music with other, other guys or girls or whatever. And so that's always the first thing in my mind is like to find the musicians who I'd like to play with who will give me something too. It's like I find a guy like Steve just walked in. When I heard Steve play, I thought, I got to learn some of that stuff that Steve does. The best way to do that is hire him for a gig. And then we play together, so that's always like a kind of a hidden selfish intention that I have, which is I want to learn from these guys. And then it turns out good because then that's Chris too. Are you? Damn. Okay.
He's talking Steve Wilson and Christian McBride, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you here.
And so that's how I put my projects together, is I choose the musician first, and
the
instrument second, usually, actually.
Okay, that's getting to a lot of what I want to cover here.
And a lot of what we want to cover here is music from his new release, The Musician. Chick Corea with the newest version of the Chick Corea Electric Band, the song Ritual on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Can the electric guitar be part of improvised music / jazz? Well, I think we just answered that question with a song that you just heard from Chick Corea's latest release, The Musician, with the song entitled Ritual, featuring Frank Gambale, the Australian-born guitarist, joining in with the rest of Chick Corea's latest electric band. More coming up in our celebration of Chick Corea, but first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received from Richard Gwangwa, and he is from Botswana. And he wrote to me with the subject line, looking for program list, please help me find the jazz program list for April 15th. Well, I forwarded Richard the list of songs and all the things that happened on the program that week. And if you would like to have a copy of each week's program, all you have to do is go to my own personal website, Moja Radio. That's M-O-J-A. M-O for modern, J-A for jazz, mojaradio.com. Click on the Voice of America logo, and you'll be taken to a place where you can not only get a list of everything that's on that week's show, but you can listen to the program anytime you want to. So simple as that. Moja, M-O-J-A, radio, one word, mojaradio.com. Now let's get back into the music, and in this case, I'm always looking for new representations of classic styles of jazz. In this case, the big band setting and modern instrumentation and rhythms into the mix. This comes from a brand new release, the debut album from an educator and musician from Tallahassee, Florida, and he is the director of jazz at the University of North Florida. His name is Mika Bethea. He's put together many of his students and other musicians to create the Mika Bethea Big Band, and from their album, Stage and Studio, two-disc set, one recorded in the studio, the other in live performance. Here's their version of Herbie Hancock's Hang Up Your Hang-Ups on VOA's Jazz America.
always feeling so free. Kick and stomp, let's throw our bodies into the sun. Twisting, flying, beat the drum with a passion knowing no end.
Opinion, one of the award-winning Manhattan Transfer's greatest works ever, simply titled The Chick Corea Songbook. And with Chick joining them as guest keyboardist, that's the song Free Samba here on VOA's Jazz America. On the 12th of June, Armando Anthony Chick Corea turns 76 years old and still going strong. Let's enjoy the music of Chick Corea from his album, The Musician, as he got together with John McLaughlin and the rest of the group that they called the Five-Piece Band for a song entitled Spirit Rides. That's coming up after we talk to Chick one more time on VOA's Jazz America.
Okay, one last question or one thing to cover. You told me once that being in a band is just the ultimate situation for you. You really do love being in a band.
Yeah, for me, creating it with a group with other musicians is the fun. It doesn't get any better than that. Mm-hmm. It's the fun, and when you have the right bunch of guys together who love playing together and who are creating every night, that's it.
Mm. Does it just seem crazy to you that you've won all these awards? You've got, 55 Grammy nominations more. You might win another one for your trophy case at the end of January. And, a gig turned into a career, has turned into a legend. I mean, did you have any idea that this something like this was going to happen to you?
I keep trying to figure out. I look at it and I say, oh, I don't know, what's happening? I don't know what attitude to take to it. This weekend has been incredible because of the friendship that I'm surrounded with. That's the ultimate groove for me, you know. Mm. And better than any official award were the really warm things that the musicians were saying from stage last night. Was like brought tears to my eyes. Mm. So you know, I don't know, the awards, it's great.
Yeah, whatever. I know how humble you are, and I really appreciate all the time I've had to be able to spend with you to delve into your brain there. And it's not always comfortable to have somebody glorify the things you've done, but please accept it this weekend and anytime it happens to you. It's heartfelt, the things that people have offered you, and thank you so much for your artistry over the years. Ladies and gentlemen, Armando Anthony Chick Corea.
Thanks for having us. It was fun.
Thank you, man.
Okay. Good to see you.
Thank you. Thanks, Russ.
Here's Chick Corea with John McLaughlin, Kenny Garrett, John Patitucci, and Brian Blade as the five-piece band. Spirit Rides from the album The Musician on Jazz America from VOA 1.
funky and fine piece of music right there is called Just Like That from his album Come See, Come Saw. That is the great trombonist Fred Wesley. I wanted to play that for you because, first, it's a fun piece of music to listen to, and second, Fred Wesley was inducted into the Alabama Jazz Hall of Fame. The southern state of Alabama has a number of jazz greats who have either been born in Alabama or have spent time there, and Fred Wesley of the J.B. Horns is just one of them. He helped James Brown become famous, and now he's become famous himself. We'll go to the Alabama Jazz Hall of Fame on the next edition of Jazz America. This is Russ Davis. Thanks for joining me.